after a week off. I never thought I would take a week off of my podcast, but look, I did. And I think everyone survived, right? Maybe you caught up on some older episodes. That would be fun. Or maybe you just also took the week off from listening to my voice. That would be understandable. I skipped last week because I was a little busy. I was out of town. I was upstate New York, at my cellist friend's house. And a few of us musicians went up there and we were doing a little concert, a little chamber music concert in the woods for the people of the town of Hillsdale. And it was really nice. We played the Brahms B-flat major sextet and another piece by another violist who was playing with us, Caleb Burhan's beautiful piece called Yahrzeit. And it was really refreshing to go. It was my first time playing music for people in person since the pandemic. I had done comedy, but I hadn't played music. And it reminded me of when I was back at music camp when I was a teenager and we would rehearse chamber music outside and how sort of, you know, heavenly it feels. I know that's kind of a cheesy word, but it really feels heavenly. And I started having all these like racing thoughts while we were playing, like, this is so amazing. I should do this all the time. I should just move to the woods and have all my friends live with me and we should just play chamber music. Why am I not doing this? And then I realized, you know, if I did that, it would probably get old really quickly because that's just what happens with everything. Everything in life gets old. You can't like hoard the goodness of life, I don't think. You kind of have to just accept it when it comes. I don't know. I mean, you can like surround yourself with good people a lot of the time or all of the time. So that's a type of hoarding of positive people. But I don't know. I just think this is just my defense because I'm just saying this to myself because I'm not going to move to the woods. So I'm just like, well, you wouldn't like it anyway. Maybe it would actually be like the best thing in my life. But it made me think about how like when something is really fun or enjoyable, we always try to figure out how we can just sort of own it rather than just enjoy it in the moment. Where for me at least, maybe you're not like this, but this is how my mind works. If something is really good, whether it's like food or an experience, I'm just like, instead of just enjoying it, I'm like, how can I make sure I have more of this all the time? And I don't think that's a good way to exist. I think be better to just be happy it's happening when it's happening. Enjoying the moment. I always get to these cliche thoughts, right? But I get there in these fun ways, I think. I don't know what I'm saying. It was interesting playing music in the woods and also playing music for the first time in a while in front of real people. I got really nervous. I got that excited, nervous, whatever it is, adrenaline. Before we were playing and right at the beginning of the first piece, my bow started shaking and I was like, no, I don't want my bow to shake. And I remembered actually my own advice that I gave in another episode about how just really, really focusing on what I'm doing and pretending like it's a high stakes thing actually can help me get over the nerves more than if I was like, it's not a big deal. Everyone's just having fun. Because when it's not a big deal, my ego takes hold and is like, but you still want to impress everyone, right? Because you want the people from the town of Hillsdale to think you're this incredible violist. But if I'm really focused on just what I'm doing and the music and the players around me, that actually gets me out of my ego a little more and into more of just my, okay, let me do what I can do, my ability rather than my ego, if that makes sense. And then something else happened. I was, you know, there was like very buggy outside during the performance. And like a couple minutes in, all these mosquitoes started landing on me, on my face and on my hand. And that just solved all of my nerves right there. Because all of a sudden I was focused on just, you know, not getting bitten or not like I wanted to itch my face really badly, but I couldn't because I was playing and that kind of got me out of the headspace I was in even more and into just, you know, the present moment and got rid of my nerves. Kind of like when you're playing a concert, I've talked about this before, playing a concert, you're nervous. And then all of a sudden, you know, some person in the audience yells something out and everyone's like paying attention to them for a second. It kind of breaks the tension and brings you just into that moment and out of your head. So that's my bug performance anxiety anecdote. I'm very afraid of bugs in general. And I had, I think, what I would call a triumph with my anxiety recently, because I always am super paranoid about having bed bugs in my apartment because I've had an experience with them before. And, you know, you just, once you have them, you are never the same. And I'm especially neurotic about it. I'm always feeling like bugs are crawling on me. I'm always checking my bed to make sure there are no bed bugs. And so the exterminator of our building knocks on our door and says, "Hey, people two floors down from you have bed bugs. So we're just going to check all the apartments to make sure that, you know, they didn't travel or they're not in the building." And so the exterminator checked and there was nothing to be found. And normal me would still have like freaked out and been like, "I have to wash everything. I have to go stay somewhere else for a few days. Like, I can't be here. We definitely have bed bugs," even though the exterminator said we didn't. And instead, I just said, "All right, the exterminator didn't find any. You don't have to worry about it. If you have them, you will know. You will have bites. You'll see." And I just made this conscious choice not to freak out and spiral. And it was so liberating. And of course, you know, I got like a bunch of mosquito bites upstate. And then I'm like home and like wondering if they're bed bugs still. But, you know, baby steps. We're doing all right. I was thinking about this joke idea that I haven't. This is just me rambling this episode, by the way. I was thinking about a joke idea. You know, we criticize like hipsters in Brooklyn. We're always like, "Oh, young people, like they all just want to be artists nowadays. Ugh, so many, another aspiring artist. What else is new?" We're so like cynical about people who want to be artists nowadays. It's like, why? That's like a nice thing to want to be. Like, at least lots of people in the world want to be artists. Like, what if there was like all of a sudden this trend, like all these young people just wanted to be like fascist dictators, you know? You're like, "Oh, look at this hipster from Brooklyn. He thinks he's the next Hitler." All right, is that anything? This is going to be a shorter episode today. I'm still kind of swamped with stuff. When I got back from upstate, I immediately went into pre-production for my web series. I'm shooting another episode of Is a Violist, so that'll be out in probably a month, but I don't work with any producers. I just produce it myself. So it's a lot of moving parts. And then I'm also acting in it and directing it. And it always, these little, you know, 5-minute episodes really take over my life for a little bit. So forgive me if there isn't as much podcast content in the next week or so. And I missed last week, of course, but I think it's why am I harping on this? You're fine. I'm fine. The weather is cool again in New York, which I love. I hate the heat. And it was so cool last night that I was actually like, you know, cold in my apartment, which was weird because it had been so hot in my apartment. And I had this thought about how, you know, I was so cold and I couldn't imagine it being hot. Like I just couldn't imagine that feeling because I was so cold. And it's the same when it's really hot in the apartment. You're like, how was it ever cold? I don't know if you feel this way, but that's how I feel about the seasons. And it's the same with moods. Like when I'm in a bad mood, I never think I can get out of it. I never think there's something on the other side. I'm always like, this is just how it is from now on. I'm just in a bad mood and I'm always going to be in a bad mood. I'm just upset. I'm so fucking pissed. And the world sucks. And then when I'm in a good mood, I'm like, oh my God, I figured it out. This is great. I am set for life. This is how it's going to be from now on. And obviously, neither of those things are true. Our moods change, and so does the weather. You know, it's like, but you can't imagine in the moment it being different, because if you could, you would kind of be out of it with the mood, right? If you could imagine being in a better mood when you're in a bad mood, you probably would just like get in a better mood. At least that's how I feel when I'm in different moods. So it's nice to feel this sort of oscillating of the weather, because it reminds me that nothing is permanent. Everything will pass, good and bad. And the weather always changes, unless you live in LA. And then, you know, that's your own fucking fault. LA sucks. All right. There are no listener questions this week. I will give you sort of a question that I got from my boyfriend, because, you know, he's sweet and he listens to my podcast, and he heard my discussion in the last solo episode about tags and how I come up with them. He's seen me perform a lot, and he was like, well, sometimes you don't do your tags on your jokes. And why is that? And so I'll answer that question for you, because maybe you'll find that interesting. So a tag on a joke, it's like an extra little line, you know? Like, I was talking to my friend, and she was like, Isabel, you have resting sad face. And I was like, oh no, it's active. And then the tag is, help. All right, that's a tag. It's a little extra something on the joke after the punchline. And sometimes I don't do the tags if I'm not feeling like the crowd loves the joke. Because if they don't like the punchline, they're probably not going to enjoy me like doubling down on it. So that's what's cool about tags. They are very sort of in the moment. It's almost like an improvisatory element to the set. Like if the audience is really laughing at the first part, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll hit them with another one. Hit them with another tag and then another. And sometimes you can get greedy with tags and you hit it too many times and then the audience doesn't laugh at like the third one. And you're like, well, I should have quit while I was ahead. So it's all very a sensitive thing that involves listening to the crowd. And you know, I was talking about just stand-up with my good friend the other day who's a stand-up. And we were just talking about how stand-up is one of those art forms where you're really having to listen in the moment or else it's not good. And I mean, you have to listen in the moment with music too, of course. It's like fucking, it seems like it's even more necessary with music, but stand-up, it's like you're actually getting information in real time from the audience. Like, you're getting feedback. Whereas with music, you know, you want to listen to the other players around you or you want to listen to yourself. But it's a different kind of listening, because with stand-up, it's almost like a, not like choose your own adventure, that's not the right word, but it's like you are sort of changing the course based on what the audience is giving you in that moment. Pretty drastically, it could be, too. If you want to submit a question for me to answer, you can do so via, I don't know what it is, my website. That's isabelhagen.com/contact. You can give it in the contact submission form, or you can tweet it at me at isabelhagen_, or you could just yell it out your window and, you know, imagine what I would say. So that's, I think, all we're going to do for today's episode. I hope you got something out of this. I really appreciate you listening, as always. And just have a wonderful night. Remember, nothing is permanent. So just take it easy. If you're having a rough time, I'm just talking to myself right now, clearly, can you tell? if you're having a rough time, you know, just stay with it. The seasons change. Don't live in LA. And all right. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. For more, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, both at isabelhagen_, and sign up for my mailing list at isabelhagen.com. And as always, please rate and review the podcast. Thank you so much, and take care.